A little cold, but I will warm you up with this awesome presentation. My name is Daniel. I'm the program manager of Hepatitis B Foundation, and I'm here to tell you about two social media campaigns that we did earlier this year. I have no relationship to disclose. So, a little bit about hepatitis B. Hepatitis B is a very prevalent infection around the world. It's an infection of the hepatitis B virus. Around the world, about 400 million people are infected, and every year about 1 million people die because of it. In the United States, the most recent study shows that 2.2 million people are chronically infected. And among those who are chronically infected, especially those infected during childbirth, about 1 in 4, 25% of them, will die because of it. 80% of liver cancer worldwide are caused by hepatitis B. It is a big deal. And it is transmitted through blood and infected body fluids. Most common way of transmission is from mother to newborn baby during the process of labor or delivery. And in the United States, hepatitis B infection and liver cancer is the number one health disparity for Asian and Pacific Islanders. Half of the infections, chronic infections in the United States, are Asians and Pacific Islanders. And in Philadelphia, sorry, I'm coughing a little bit. But in Philadelphia, what we found is that among the API communities, up to 24% of them are chronically infected. That's one in five, which is very high. And that's the 24% is among the Chinatown community. It's also pretty high among the African immigrant communities, about 13%. So Hep B United Philadelphia is a community coalition. We have over 70 community partners, mostly community-based organizations, but also hospitals, health centers, and student groups that volunteer with us. And we all work together to make good things happen in Philadelphia. So why raise awareness for an infection that is so prevalent, so widespread? If you look in the box, I'm going to start from there. There are two main reasons. One, we want to change individual health behaviors. And the other is we want to influence the decision makers and the community leaders. So hepatitis B infection is considered as a silent infection, which means people don't really have symptoms for decades, 10, 20, 30 years. And usually when they start showing symptoms, it's really too late. It's usually cirrhosis or liver cancer is happening already. And 75% of the people in the United States that are infected don't know they have it. And the majority of the people who are high risk, most of them people who are born outside of the United States or whose parents are born outside of the United States, they have never been screened or vaccinated for it. So this is the most important reason we want to raise awareness. And even before outside of the two main campaigns I'm going to be talking about today, we do have routine activities on our social media outlets. We have Facebook and Twitter news highlights every day. John Kim, can you raise your hand? Just wave it. I'm going to embarrass you. He provides the daily updates. And also we have event updates. And, you know, whenever we're in the news, in the radio or something, we put something up there so people can see and be engaged in everything we do. Our overall social marketing campaign used the tagline, be a hero, save lives, and stop hepatitis B. And therefore, we also used that theme for our social media campaign. Our target audience was the young adults, the second generation Americans, people who speak English and will be able to therefore influence, first of all, their own health behavior and also their friends and family. And we use two main campaigns. One is the Where's the Hep B Hero sweepstakes, and the other one is the PSA video contest. The difference between sweepstakes and contests is sweepstakes, basically, once you enter, you know, you're drawn at random and you may win something due to chance, while for contests, there's a voting or judging process, just to clarify. We decided to use Facebook as our main portal because it's our very first time doing it. We want to be able to control it. However, Facebook rules prohibit us to just simply use Facebook features like liking a video to work as voting for something that we offer a prize for. So we had to use a third-party app to manage the contest and the sweepstakes. And here is a picture of the contest page. So we chose the least costly option for our campaign, and that's why it looks very simple, but it's clean, it's nice, and we were able to put a logo there. We were able to put links in our instructions so people can be directed to our own website where we provide more information for hepatitis B. This is the contest page, main page for our PSA video contest. We will come back to it in a few slides, but I'm going to talk to you about the sweepstakes first. So for the Where is the Happy Hero sweepstakes, we had photos of the Happy Hero. Yes, that is me. Due to the time today, I will not take off my shirt and show you my cape today. I actually didn't bring it to California. I'm so sorry. But we took the photos, and every week we put three photos online. We usually pick two really easy photos and one a little bit harder photo, but they are easily identified locations in Philadelphia, and we are targeting the Philadelphian population. So we asked them to identify the three locations, and if they were able to identify them, then they enter into the sweepstakes, and we pick two winners. Each person wins $10 of Starbucks gift certificate every week, and we ran this for 5 weeks. So it's a very easy thing to do. It takes like 3 minutes for people to guess. Some people didn't recognize something, so they went online to Google image, somehow find the locations. But for most people, 3 minutes is all you need every week to enter into the contest. And you just may win $10. So it is fun. It is exciting. I don't know if you noticed the photo on the right. I used my hands to cover the love statue, but I didn't cover it completely, so people really could guess it. So we use that to just engage people. Like I said, there are five drawings, so there were a lot of chances for people to win. And we wanted people to tell their friends about it. That's why we encourage our Facebook fan page fans to share the photos on their own walls, on their own timelines, so their friends can join on the fun too. I believe at some point I even put up a Facebook post saying, you know, if your friends win, you guys can share the $10. I don't know if anyone ever took that advice. So in the end, we have 488 total visits and 165 total entries. That's over the course of 5 weeks. It's about 30 entries per week, which is decent for something, a program our size, especially considering our minimal budget. Our weekly reach, though, which means the unique users that saw one of our posts from our page went from 100, about a little bit less than 100, to more than 600 over the course. So that was pretty nice. And so after each week, we have to tell people whether they won the prize or not. And in our email, we sneak in information about hepatitis B to educate them. Because our ultimate goal is for people to have the awareness, to be educated. So whenever we can do it, we try to make it happen. And this provided a strong lead-in for our PSA video contest, which I'm going to start talking now after I cough. Thank you. So we have three first-round entries. We wanted to maximize the chance of people entering into the contest, and people of different skill levels can all participate. If someone is less skilled and they email me saying they're interested in doing it, I would encourage them to go for the first one because it's less likely that someone else will be competing in the first round. So they may just win the $100 of, yes, each first round winner gets $100, and the ultimate winner gets another $150, plus that their film was going to be shown at the Philadelphia Asian American Film Festival, and they get VIP badges. And it was, look, the prize money was a small amount compared to any other PSA contest out there. They have thousands of dollars. But being able to show it at a film festival, being able to have that VIP badge, actually adds a lot of value to this contest. And that was just great collaboration with the film festival. So the initial round entries were voted on by Facebook users, and the three finalists were then judged by community leaders that we assembled. Here is a page of our webpage for the contest. As you can see, but not really read, there is hepatitis B information listed just briefly, but we also have links to actual fact sheet about hepatitis B published by the Hepatitis B Foundation, so that the filmmakers, they can actually read it and make sure that they have the correct information in their PSA. We also have a link to the official guidelines, which is, I believe, 5 pages long, and the lawyer had to review it. If you want to start your own contest, come to this page or come to that link, copy it, modify it. Don't start from scratch. It's a lot of writing. So our strategy for the PSA contest is we have, like I just said, multiple first rounds, so people of different skill levels can engage. If someone wants to polish their PSA, even though it's only 30 seconds, they can wait until the very last round to enter the contest. We want to reach more people through having the contestants bring voters, and that means that because we didn't have the money to advertise for it everywhere, the people who are invested are the people who enter the contest. And once they enter the contest, they want to win the contest. And if they want to win the contest, to pass through the first round, they gotta have to get their friends to all come and watch their video and maybe some other videos and vote on it. And they can vote daily, so people watch it multiple times. I really hope that they got the information in their brains. The winning PSA videos, according to our guidelines, are now our videos, and we can use their content, which is really a small money for a very good quality video, PSA video that we can just use anywhere, like here today. You will see it in just a few minutes. We advertise in different levels of schools because young people nowadays, do you know that like 9th graders, 8th graders, they now make me videos? Back when I was a student, I waited until 12th grade. Anyway, so we actually got entries from both the East Coast and the West Coast for the PSA, which is more difficult for us to just target the Philadelphia filmmakers community because it's a small community and it's not very attractive prizes. But we got entries from both coasts, and I actually worked with the filmmakers to make sure that every information in their video is accurate so that we really can use the video if they win. Toward the end of each round, I start posting updates about the score. And so if there are two or more, well, there were no more than two for us the first time, but if there are two or more people competing to win the first round, they see the score updates, they will start getting more friends to come and vote for them, which is very good. Here is the chart to show you that. So we have total 5 video entries. Our very first round had only 1 entry, and so it was automatically a win, but it was a good quality video anyway. We had 1,661 total visits. Where the arrow is when I start updating the score, and they start feeling like they need to get more friends to vote. And do you see the slope go up? I feel smart doing that. So now I'm going to show you the video. I guess hopefully this is loud enough. Yeah, that was scary. But, you know, it works, and the judges loved it. So that one is going to be shown at the film festival 2 Sundays from now. It's really cool. So here is just a chart of how our weekly reach and our fan page likes increase over time. This is only the first month, and here's the slide for the second, third month. And where the red circle is, we reach about 3,000 weekly reach per week. That means within 7 days, 3,000 unique Facebook users saw one or more of our posts, which is really good. And local traditional media also pick up our story, radio, blog, newsletters, pick it up. So, the lessons learned. Excuse me. The less work the contestants have to do, the more likely they will engage. So that's for the sweepstakes, all they have to do is 3 minutes and they could win $10. That's something attractive and it's fun. For the PSA contest, obviously it's a lot of work to make the videos. But after that, to engage the voters, all they have to do is watch 30 seconds of video and they can vote and help their friends out. They can, you know, if they, thank you, if they meet their friends like 2 days later saying, hey, I voted for you, now treat me to coffee, they can do that. But I guess one thing we want to emphasize is the social media. When we do an approach like this, we have to focus on the social part. We have to encourage them and keep getting this campaign on their radar screen so they know that this is happening and they encourage their friends to get involved too. You know, if we both win, we each get $10 of coffee and we can treat other people to coffee. So continuous posts to keep them reminded and come back to vote for their friends is very important. And finally, this is something that our partners in the Philadelphia community are still talking about. When I run into them on the street, they still mention, oh, that was a great campaign, and are you going to do it again? Things like that. And it is something that we can bring up when we approach decision makers, the community leaders, saying, you know, our coalition, we don't just do in-language education, which is very important. We don't just provide free blood drawing, hepatitis B screening, but we also engage the younger generation. We also engage using a diverse way to approach the community to provide a comprehensive way of educating and raising awareness in the community. The only limitation that we thought of, which is a big one kind of, is that it's difficult to evaluate the effect of the campaigns. We know how many people visited, we know how many people saw, but there's not a good way to really assess whether or not their knowledge about hepatitis B had increased from watching the PSAs or getting my emails about they didn't win the gift certificate. So that's the downside. But that was my presentation. My name is Daniel. Please feel free to contact me. Sherry Cohen is our director, and she is now hosting Hurricane Sandy in Philadelphia, so she wasn't able to make it out here. In the picture is the mayor of Philadelphia, as well as the very first Asian-American city councilman of Philadelphia, both out in the Love Park supporting our effort. So thank you very much.